Let's jump right in and talk to Mike Sparks of Florida Citrus Mutual. Mike, you just heard it, 80 million boxes for the all-Florida total. Give me your comments.
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, which was reported on by you with the experts in New York City, the point was, wow. Many people expected the crop to be down. I think if you drive around the state, you would know it was going to be a low crop, 95, maybe 90 million boxes. And yet what reported today was less trees, less fruit per trees, and less and probably more drop. And hopefully we don't have that level of drop. 80 million boxes for oranges is on the low side. Hopefully that will put some upward pressure to increase the grower returns.
Sounds like that whole drop issue has become more of the odd man out and hard to guess that drop, and it makes it, you know, traditionally USDA's always been within 2 or 3%, but it's really changed the world in this drop situation and what we're dealing with in the field, hasn't it?
You know what? It shows that HLB has really spread its ugly legs now to the drop. You're right, Gary. Traditionally, most growers would expect 5 to 6%. 12% took many growers back, and yet around the state, there were pockets of 18 or 20% drop. That's the big unknown. Will the fruit that's on the tree be able to hold up? USDA suggesting maybe it will not.
Well, and you know, part of this may be the factor, and you just said it, some of the groves driving over here yesterday, some of the groves just look wonderful, others you can tell are not being taken care of as much, so it sounds like, you know, there's a big difference in those that are getting the extra oomph to try to hang on and those that who aren't. I mean, it's got to be just getting a bear to guess this thing.
With production cost up, you're going to have that huge variation of grower production in their trees, just like you described. So it's just a very difficult job to try to estimate statewide with those variances around the state.
Well, as always, we'll be following this crop forecast update throughout the season, all the way through the end of the harvest next June. So we'll be talking to you throughout the season, but good luck, and we'll be talking to some other issues as well. Mike Sparks, Florida Citrus Mutual. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for being a sponsor today, and congratulations on a wonderful setting and a wonderful event. I think the attendance here shows that there's still a great deal of citrus alive in Florida, and the industry's alive and well from the standpoint of dealing with its issues.
Absolutely. Don't write our obituaries just yet. 62,000 jobs, $9 billion of economic activity. We're down, but we're not out.
We appreciate it. Mike Sparks, Florida Citrus Mutual. Thanks again.
Thank you, Gary.